Cape Talk. A world view from London.
And the world view with John Adley is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS out to 30674 now and you could save on car insurance. And if you don't, ask them for 500 Rand. Good morning, John. Let's start with the US stepping up military assistance to Ukraine hours after a huge aid package is finally agreed upon.
Yes, good morning, Lester. President Biden says the US is going to begin sending its new military assistance to Ukraine within hours. And this is after he signed this long-awaited bill, finally passed by Congress. There'd been strong opposition to the aid package, as you probably know. It was delayed for 6 months, much to Ukraine's frustration, as you can imagine. Not all US politicians are keen on the US spending quite so much money on Ukraine, but that massive package, $61 billion worth of Ukraine aid, has now been approved. And speaking at the White House, Joe Biden said this is going to make America and the world safer. He said Ukraine has the will and the skill to win the war against Russia. By the way, the package also includes billions of dollars of aid for Israel and Taiwan and $1 billion in humanitarian assistance to Gaza. Now, intriguingly, the US has also confirmed that it sent long-range missiles to Ukraine for use inside its territories. This is a big step up from kind of the short and medium-range missiles that it's sent so far. I think it's been quite wary of giving Ukraine stronger weapons, but it has now done so. And the US National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, says these weapons arrived last month. And he says the US has done this because Russia is attacking Ukraine with long-range missiles, which it had secured from North Korea. So it really needs to be able to fight back. President Zelensky has welcomed all of this, saying it reinforces America's role as a beacon of democracy and leader of the free world. And it's also worth saying it comes only a day after the UK, we here agreed an extra £500 million worth of aid to Ukraine, and that's on top of the £2.5 billion, which has already been allocated by Britain.
And then a massive haboob, or a dust storm that originates in Sudan, traveled across North Africa, crosses the Mediterranean, and is currently causing havoc in Athens in Greece, turning Athens orange, a dust storm that originates in Sudan.
Yeah, occasionally we get this here in the UK, by the way. We get a little dust covering over the cars and everyone has to go out and take their cars to the car wash. But this is something completely different, a much bigger scale, a huge dust cloud, as you say, from the Sahara. It is a regular phenomenon, but this seems to be a lot worse than other incidents. It's engulfed large parts of Greece, and in Athens, you could no longer see the Acropolis because of the dust. Meteorologists comparing this thick orange haze to the view on the planet Mars. It's the worst kind of covering that Greece has had for quite a few years now. And they're warning people with respiratory conditions, stay indoors, wear protective masks, avoid exercising until the air clears, which they think will happen today. Apparently, this particular spectacle was caused by an area of low pressure over Libya, and that brought strong southerly winds, not just high winds, but also high temperatures as well, which bring their own problems. 25 wildfires reported in Greece in the last day or so. One fire broke out near a naval base on the island of Crete, and they had to evacuate homes and a kindergarten as well. So hopefully things are going to improve. I don't know whether it's got anything to do with climate change, but, you know, messing with all these things. But certainly this is quite a big issue for people in Greece at the moment.
And then finally, riderless horses are causing chaos. They are galloping through the streets of London.
Quite an extraordinary, actually slightly alarming sight yesterday to see these five huge riderless horses galloping through the streets of London during the morning rush hour. People really couldn't believe their eyes. The horses belonged to the household cavalry, and they were near Buckingham Palace taking part in a rehearsal for an army parade, and they were spooked by a very loud noise from a building site. And the horses unseated their riders and simply took off at great speed. There's footage on social media showing at least two of the horses, a black one and a white one, running free and fast down roads near the very busy Victoria Railway Station in the centre of London. They were cornered. There are pictures of members of the public holding the reins of one of the horses and literally waiting for the cavalry to arrive, pardon the pun, to take the horses away. Two of the animals ended up 5 miles away in East London. Several vehicles were damaged, including a taxi and a Red London tour bus. 3 soldiers are in hospital. We're told they're not too badly hurt. And a cyclist was also apparently injured as well. And the horses are now back in their barracks, which is good news after seeing the vet. The army has expressed heartfelt gratitude to all those involved in helping to secure the horses. I think it's a morning that those people that saw that spectacle are not going to forget. You wouldn't want one of those horses running at you at that speed, because they're big, heavy animals, you know, made for work in the army, and you don't really want them running loose on the streets of London.
John Adley, really appreciate your time. I'll chat to you tomorrow with the World View.